It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's so well-dressed, his pocket square has a pocket square. Host of Making Money on Fox Business, Charles Payne. This correspondent survived the most dangerous war zone of all, the Real Housewives of Orange County. Author of the new book, Chasing Catastrophe, Rick Sexy Leventhal. And she's always there in a clutch because she sleeps in a car. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. And he's like a life alert button. He provides excellent protection, and old women want to put him in their showers. My massive sidekick in the NWA will give away. It's funny, because it's true.
Yeah. I did write that one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. All right, Charles. When these people are talking about how it's not violent, they're obviously not factoring in what happens to these small businesses or the small business owners, the minority owners and stuff like that. How did they not learn? How did they not learn from the last 3 years?
Well, first of all, that dude we heard, I get a feeling he's never been on the train.
Yeah.
Certainly not a New York City train, and he's never probably been jumped. I mean, it's so I don't even get, like, who are they talking to? Even their own echo chamber has to be getting smaller and smaller because it's just so nonsensical. I mean, but the news itself, the mainstream media, has just gone so far off kilter. It's really nuts. I mean, it's obviously when something is burning up, okay, when someone throws a Molotov cocktail, when someone goes to the hospital, what bothers me, though, is that this small these anarchists get to go from city to city and spark these things and get cover from the mainstream media. That is really a shame.
Yeah, it's true. It's like they built them up as because they're anti-fascist, but all they are very miserable and quite unattractive Caucasians. they're very ugly people. They keep switching.
A lot of them feel like
they can't get laid.
A lot of them feel like they were in drug therapy, like, you know, they were on some sort of drug and.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I think they're like a step away from mass killing type people because there's a narco issue, there's a family issue. They're the opposite of Rick Leventhal.
Yeah.
You brought some fans with you. Huh?
I might have brought one or two,
Rick, it's great to see you. You used to do Red Eye back in the days of Fox. You haven't aged a bit.
Thank you. I'm getting younger, actually.
I think you are.
Yeah.
You have this great book out, Chasing Catastrophe. It's about your life covering wars and hurricanes and many other things that can't be mentioned. The problem with your book, though, Rick, is there's no index.
Yeah, well, you're not in it, Greg, so you can stop looking for your name. I mean, sorry.
That's the whole point. So when you're looking at this, I a lot of people, when they leave cable news, they leave and they don't look back. Which I think you might have done. But what do you make of this when they are calling violent protests peaceful?
Well, I think it's awful. I've seen this repeat itself over and over again. And actually, before I left Fox, I would report on this every night on the nonviolent violent protests.
Yes.
But I didn't call them nonviolent protests because they were violent. Yes. And that obviously is violence. And for them to try to perpetuate this ridiculous position that, oh, well, no one's getting hurt, or it's just property damage. It's not real violence. It's ridiculous. And the other piece of it is that they're enabling the behavior by not prosecuting the people who are responsible for it, so it feeds on itself. If you know you're going to get away with it, you're going to do it again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that time and time again. You can't let people break the law and go free, or they're going to keep breaking the law and they're going to escalate.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well put.
Thanks.
Kat, I hope you were listening. I hope you learned something from him. Let's talk about poor, our very own, our very own poor Adam Klotz.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was Kilmeade, I wouldn't care. Ducey, you know, he's been around a while. But a poor young Adam Klotz, weatherman, probably can't fight.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Did you see his tweet?
What?
He tweeted and he said, while the headline I just read, viciously beaten by teens, is true, it's doing way more damage to my ego than the physical beating did.
But I mean,
he has like a sense of humor about this horrible thing that happened.
He is living the thing that every guy, I would say every guy has in the subway, whether they have to make a choice to intervene or not. And like, if you're like a person, if you're there and you're going like, okay, I could die, or I could live the rest of my life thinking I didn't do something. Mm-hmm. You see, let's say a woman's getting slapped around by a dude and you don't step in, but then that guy just stabs you. You're dead. But if you didn't get stabbed and you're not dead, you're going to go like, wow, I'm a wuss.
Yeah.
So he was, I give him kudos for going up, but who, never go to a group of teens. They're like rabid finches.
Oh, yeah, I... Well, that's why I think it's so interesting that this comment of, you know, destroying property isn't violence, and then taking it further and saying destroying property is, you know, is not the same as violence against a human. Mm-hmm. Is anybody saying that it is?
Yeah.
I don't think, and of course the interview doesn't ask that. Like, who are these people who are saying that it's the same? Because they don't exist.
Right.
But I think it's actually that same side that is, you know, diminishing humanity and human life and safety, because they don't care when stuff like that happens, which I think we should all be able to agree on is bad.
It is bad. It is bad. What did you make of the Adam Klotz?
Okay, well, I think what you're trying to say is that a coward dies a thousand deaths.
You know what?
A soldier dies.
I came up with that.
Yes, I think that's where you were.
I came up with that.
In a really bad way, that's what you were trying to say. My advice, as take it from a guy who's been in a fight, who's been outnumbered in most of the fights I've been in, you don't announce it. That would be my advice to him. In the future, swing first, make an example of the first one, so the other ones go, you know. But when you say, hey, take your hands off that guy.
Yeah.
That's the wrong side of white privilege. That's the mistake.
Okay, can I?
That's if for nothing else, don't investigate and don't announce. Okay? Because then they, see, that's the movies. With him.
Yeah.
And then they turned around and they were expecting a showdown. They were like, get him, you know? And he was like, whoa. He thought he was going to have some dialogue. No, you got to.
But if he'd walked over and punched one of the 15-year-olds, the headline would be Fox Weatherman Stormfront.
Yes. Yo,
angry front.
Yeah. Saved old man from group of teens. No, you know what? But good for him. He did the right thing.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he's able to talk about it.
Yeah.
So he
did do the right thing, but he paid a heavy price for it.
Yeah.
Since I brought up the white thing, that's when white people interfering is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Now you go down to Atlanta where these privileged trust funds come in to black neighborhoods and burn the place down, and then they leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the neighborhoods are destroyed, and I don't understand how a Don Lemon or someone can't be going, these racist people using plight to hurt black communities, because that's who they're hurting.
That's a fantastic
That's where they're
point.
They're destroying our neighborhoods for no other reason than for just to do it.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as, that's like saying mostly alive. You're either breathing or you're not.
Yeah.
It's either peaceful or it's violent.
Or
and
pregnant.
These are violent. And who gets hurt when a building burns down? Everybody in that neighborhood. Jobs, other business. Why would they come in? Atlanta used to be a booming city. It was growing. Now it's not because of stuff like this. Mayor, arrest these. Don't let those six go. Hit them with everything you can to send some kind of message. Yeah, you're not going to get invited to the Grammys and all other kind of stuff, but your neighborhoods will be safer.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
George Santos comes clean and admits he was a queen. Embattled New York GOP Congressman George Santos finally admitted to once upon a time dressing in drag. Yep, he actually admitted to something that immediately disqualifies him from politics. Last week, a former friend alleged they dressed in drag together when Santos was a teenager living in Brazil. Wow, teens in Brazil grow up fast. I didn't start dressing in drag until I had to co-host Outnumbered. By the way, yeah, that's me. My Outnumbered name is Ashley Van Periwinkle. I can talk about any topic, so call me. Anyway, This weekend, reporters caught up with Santos at the airport before he could pre-board with a fake neck injury. Who hasn't? But I wonder if he was young and had fun at a festival and whether we should sue him for having a life.
Young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
Amen, brother or sister or whatever. So Santos did dress in drag. Nothing to be ashamed of, you know, and like lying about where your mother was on 9/11. I mean, for a guy with a 3.89 GPA, that's pretty stupid. Siena College poll shows that 71% of New York suburbanites believe he should resign, compared to 15% who said no, and he should stay, while the remaining 14% would like him to offer some tips on how to apply eyeliner. But this means that despite his unpopularity, he's still slightly more popular than the rest of Congress. For more insight, joining me live from Washington, Republican Congressman George Santos. Thank you. George. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us, George. Questions on everybody's mind. Are you planning on resigning?
No, I'm not going to resign, Greg. And I'm not going to. Maybe the media should resign for not finding out I'm a liar until after I was elected. I mean, a lot of people want you to resign, Greg. Brian Williams, Brian Stelter, Brian Kilmeade. But they're the disgusting liars, not us.
You know, you're right. They did. You know, what about the allegations, though? Are you worried the feds are going to be coming for you?
Yes, I'm worried the feds are coming. I've got a gas stove. Maybe I stole money from a veteran's dog, Greg, but the theft I'm worried about is the money that the government is stealing from veterans through taxes.
Oh, good point. So how did you come up with your drag name, Katara Ravachi?
Greg, I can come up with fake names all day. George Santos, Anthony Kabler, I don't know, Ainsley Earhart. That's the easy part, Greg. The hard part is remembering what name you gave him and what your fake mother was doing on September 11th.
Finally, what would you tell your former friend who said you couldn't cut it as a professional drag queen? Was he a catty b-?
Yes, he was a catty b-. But I would tell her that a lot of people back then said that my lip syncing in 2005 was better than Beyonce's lip syncing during Obama's inauguration in 2009, even though the timeline doesn't really add up.
Well, thank you, Congressman. We'll check back in with you later. And please, you're always welcome on the show, Congressman George Santos. Rick, I don't know if you've been following this guy at all.
Yeah, I actually
have.
A
pile of lies.
Oh, my.
But how is he any worse than any politician? At least I know what he is.
This is why I never wanted to cover politics. This is why I didn't want to work at the White House or work in D.C., because I didn't want anything to do with that nonsense.
Yeah.
This guy is the epitome of why the whole system is screwed up. Mm-hmm. And why is he still there?
Yeah.
When he lied about everything. Mm-hmm. And people elected him thinking he was one thing and then find out he's something completely different.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that he told them on the campaign trail turned out to be BS. I'm shocked that they haven't done more to kick him out of Congress already.
I wonder if they're waiting to find somebody. But also, it might have been clever on the Dems to hold all this stuff, right, Katz? So then he got elected and they couldn't. Now we're stuck with him. What do you think, Kat?
About what? I mean, like, I think you should resign, but I think that I'm, like, trying to think of somebody in the government that I don't want to resign.
Exactly. I don't know. It's like, I find him, because he's such a liar, to be the most transparent politician ever. Because we know he's a liar.
Oh, my God.
Rick is going
to
throw something.
I said I want them all to resign, not that I want just him not to. But also, like, we already knew. I don't think he gets to say he admits it, because he was still denying it when there was a photo of himself.
Yes.
And I said that all along, that he did drag, but he wasn't a queen. Mm-hmm. Because I wish we could get a picture up there of him in it. Like, he didn't even attempt to do a contour. Mm. It looked so...
I don't know.
It was bad.
I just kept thinking the guy who was playing, he was playing Santos. That wasn't really him, right? I kept thinking his face must hurt holding that pose for that long.
His friend's makeup is way better. Like, he was not good at it.
Right.
RuPaul would see that. I don't know if he'd laugh or cry, but he'd definitely throw up.
I'm going to say, Tyrus, I'm man enough, masculine enough, comfortable in my own skin, mm-hmm. to say that George Santos was a great-looking drag queen.
No.
Hey, it's your party, man. Dance what you want with it.
He looks like Gretchen Whitmer.
Well, here, I'm going to defend. I'm going to.
With beer goggles. With beer goggles.
Yeah. That's late in the night in Brazil, Gutfeld.
I've been there.
I'm going to take up for George a little bit, you know?
Thank you.
Because 71% said he needed to go, right?
Yeah.
71. So that's his favorability is like right around 29%,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's like six back from the president.
Exactly.
Because the president was like 36%.
Right.
So he's in good company.
That's what
I'm saying.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, well, they all want you to leave. Well, the president's only 8 points ahead of me. I mean, that's something saying something. And transparent by evidence and force is not the same as transparent.
Yeah.
He just got busted and we all see through the veil, so to speak. Yeah.
Sounds like someone else we know, President Biden.
Yeah, exactly.
He's cooperating.
Yeah.
He's been holding this up for 20 years. Now he's cooperating.
Yeah. Like, when you're caught by the police and they're like, I'm cooperating.
He's cooperating.
Now.
Yeah. So it's not a crime. So that's all he's doing. He's cooperating right now.
Every serial killer ever caught, I'm cooperating.
The bottom line is, like, let's be honest. The Democrats had him in that one of those boxes, breaking case of emergency.
Right.
All of a sudden, when they found the third stash, right, and when they found the secret documents in the garage next to the Corvette, break the Santos glass now. Get this story out there. Ram it through. I mean, there's no way this should be this big of a story. A congressman lied.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's no longer a drag denier, which is the biggest thing, because we talked about that before. Being a drag denier apparently is the only thing he will not tolerate.
Exactly, exactly. Now he's what do you call it, a drag? He's
sympathizer?
What do you call the fat people? The body positive? He's drag positive.
Oh.
He's drag positive.
It sounds really weird you put the in front of fat people.
Like there's just one.
The fat people.
Well, no. In my neighborhood, I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, what?
The fat family lived next door to me. P-H-A-T, the fat family lived next door to me.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Yes.
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you people feel now, huh? Those fat
that
people
never
were
works.
Jerks.
Will you try that home? No, babe, I meant P-H-A-T. I meant pretty hot and tempting, not fat like you thought.
Still, wait, is that what it stands for? Pretty hot and tempting?
That's what came out of my mind at the moment, yes.
Because I felt like I just learned something new, Tyrus. That was brilliant.
Quick on my feet.
All right, we got to get out of this filthy segment.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to bathe afterwards. My collar's all screwed up. Thanks to Rick Leventhal, Charles Payne, Cat, Tip, Tyrus. You do want it!
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.